Hey, this is Alex with the Unbiased Trailblazer podcast. Make sure to follow us on Twitter at Unbiased Blazers. There's a link in our bio for our Discord server where you can join in on the discussions, give us your takes, give us comments, or simply just join in on a podcast. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts, please rate and review our show. And if you're listening on Spotify, there's a new feature where you can rate our show as well. Now, let's get to the show. Rip City, baby.
3, 2, 1, 0, 0.
Lift off and the clock has started.
Rip City, what is going on? Special edition. I know I said special edition on the last episode. We got another special edition tonight. If you are a Blazer fan, you probably already know. Big news happened today, the day before the NBA draft. We have made a trade, and before we get into that, I just want to give a shout out to everybody that has joined this podcast tonight. We are going to be doing kind of a listener special. We're going to react to this trade. We're going to kind of get a little group chat going on here. So I've got a couple people lined in here to talk with us. So that's what we're going to do. We're going to start off with breaking down this trade real quick. So if you're living under a rock, if you don't know somehow, I mean, Fawad might not know. Fawad has not responded all day, so I don't know if he even knows what's happened. But for those of you who don't know and those of you who do know, we made a trade today with the Detroit Pistons. It's been a long time coming. We've been hearing these rumors for, I'd say, close to a year now. We have indeed traded for Jeremy Grant. And surprisingly, I'll be honest with you, I was surprised and I'm so happy. It did not cost us the 7th pick because I was afraid that was going to happen. We ended up trading our 2025 pick from Milwaukee that we got from New Orleans, as well as a pick swap this year, our 36th pick for the Pistons' 46th pick. And then the Pistons also received a 2026 second round pick and a 2020 second round pick, depending on whose pick is better between our pick and the Pelicans' pick that we got for CJ. Main part of the whole thing, we have Jeremy Grant. He's ours. Super excited. So we're going to jump right in. Very first person we got here tonight. First time being in here is Reed. Reed, how you doing tonight?
I'm doing great. I'm absolutely ecstatic about this trade.
Hell yes. So first things first, let me just put mine out here real quick. I'm at work. I get a alert on my phone and I literally stood up from my seat, gave a fist pump and was like, "Oh, yes!" yelled it out loud. And then I just walked to the back of our office and was on my phone for like the next 15 minutes. Where were you? What was your reaction when you saw the news?
I don't even know how I reacted. I wish someone had me on camera. I checked Twitter, make sure it was real. I texted my friends, called my family. I was absolutely in shock. It's been a long time coming, like you said. About a year in the process, and the fact that we didn't give up the 7th pick for Jeremy Grant, I still can't believe it's true. I'm just so happy to be here.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, the rumors were swirling that we were going to do 7 for Grant or, you know, something along those lines, and it was a little worrisome. How do you feel Grant's going to fit with us? How do you feel about the trade in general? Just anything you want to talk about, go for it. Floor's yours.
I mean, when you think of what we needed, not only at the 4 position, but as an overall starting lineup, he is exactly what we needed. We needed length, we needed defense, we needed rebounding, and we needed almost a third option, even though I think we can get a better third option. Averaging almost 20 for the Pistons, this is a massive trade. I compare this to the Christian Wood trade for the 26th pick with the Mavs. People considered that pick a robbery. This pick for Jeremy Grant, this trade was the absolute bank heist. We won this trade. It was awesome. I'm just so proud of the Blazers right now, and I know we can do a lot more.
Yeah, I think honestly that Christian Wood trade helped us out a little bit more. It lowered his value just a little bit, or at least I wouldn't say value, but it lowered Pistons were expected.
Yeah, I think it showed where the market is at right now in the NBA, and I think it definitely helped not only us but also the Pistons to realize Jeremy Grant's value in the NBA.
Yeah, and with him being a 1 year contract, most likely he's going to re-sign with us. I'm going to throw this out here right now. I'm going to guess it's 4 years, anywhere from 90 to 100 million is what I'm going to assume his contract's going to be. Do you think Grant's going to be a good fit for us?
I think he has to be. I mean, what don't you like about him? He can rebound. He's lengthy. He can defend. He can score. I think he's going to be great with Dame. I think he's going to be great with our other key pieces. I think if we can get I don't know who I'm leaning towards in the draft. It's going to be a tricky draft to see who picks in front of us. But I mean, a guy like Ben Mathurin with his length and shooting ability, do we take a risky pick with Jalen Duren at 7? Do we trade back for Duren? I don't know. I'm excited for what we can do tomorrow, and I'm glad we got this trade in today so we can see what we can do tomorrow.
Well, you took my last question for you. I was going to ask you what your thoughts on the draft was. Are you in favor of using that pick, or are you more leaning towards using it in a trade for OG or for John Collins?
I love the OG and John Collins talk. Leaning toward OG, just because I know it would be a smaller package, smaller salary, and we just got Jeremy, obviously, so the need for John Collins is a little less. I think we can run Jeremy at the 4, and then OG at 3 would be awesome. Whether we use the pick for OG or draft someone for whether it be trade value or someone we actually fit that we think that can fit our system, I'm just excited to see what we do tomorrow. I think we got a lot of options, and I don't think one's better than another right now.
Sure, sure. Well, Reed, if I don't hear from you again tonight, first off, I appreciate you joining. I know you just joined the server tonight, so I hope to hear from you more often. And, when we do these other listener specials, I hope to have you join. But we're going to move on. I don't have his name. He joined a little late, so I'm just going to go off of his username, which is a pretty funny name. It's Jabron Lames. How are you doing tonight? If he can figure out how to unmute himself. I know he said he's new to Discord. Uh-oh. I don't think he can. Okay, we're going to move to James. James, you've been in the server for a while. I met you on a Facebook group. How are you doing tonight, James?
Man, this is phenomenal. We needed this for sure. It's been a long time coming. I know a lot of people did not have faith in the offseason when we had Neil as our GM, but I think some exciting things are happening now. I love it.
So where were you when the trade happened? What was your reaction to it? I know you're an East Coast guy, so.
Yeah, I grew up in Oregon. I'm on the East Coast now, but I was talking to my dad and my phone kept going off. And when I logged on just to see what was going on, obviously the trade. And the one thing that I was concerned about was, oh no. Was it the 7th pick? And it wasn't.
Yeah.
So right when I saw that, just instant chills, because immediately it's not just Jeremy Grant that we're working with here. It just means, we're just getting started. There's more coming. And I think that this is exactly why you've got to give our general manager a chance. I understand all those trades that he made in the beginning. It was not popular, quote unquote, we got fleeced and so forth, but you have to give it a chance. Because we're finally in position to make some roster moves to construct an actual roster with people playing their position. So definitely exciting times.
And actually, you said it perfectly. Something me and Fawad have talked about in past podcasts is that Fawad was against Cronin. He didn't like the trades he made last year. And let's be honest, I wasn't a huge fan of them either. The CJ trade was okay. But like you said, you have to give time for it to develop. And one of our podcasts, I said, I'm giving Cronin the benefit of the doubt. I'm going to give him time to do what he needs to do. And right now, if you look at it, we traded CJ for Josh Hart and Jeremy Grant. I will take that all day. I guess Larry Nance was in there too, but I'll take that all day, every day. So 100% agree with you. This move right here is already one of the best moves I've seen in a long time. And honestly, I don't know. It might even be better than any move Neil Oshae made besides drafting Dame. I mean, I don't know if there's something Neil I can't think of right now that he did that was a crazy move. But let me ask you another question. Jeremy Grant, do you think he fits with us well? What, just that whole aspect, what do you think about that?
You know, I was thinking about that. And of course, you know, we have to be assuming that he will fit. You know, Reed said it best earlier with, you know, his length and everything. But, you know, it's interesting. If you really think about history, I'm going to show my age here, but we actually traded for his dad back in 93, Harvey Grant. So we gave up Kevin Duckworth to the Washington Bullets at the time. We brought in Harvey Grant. And unfortunately, Harvey Grant, who was, I believe, a 20-plus point scorer for the Bullets, Harvey Grant was not a great fit for us. And sorry for the news that I'm sharing there. It's not good to hear. But I'm just sharing a history lesson. But on the flip side, I do believe Jeremy will be a great fit for our franchise. Not because he's going to be... Well, the answer is because he's not going to be relied on to be the man. Not that his dad was, but... You know, we've got Dame, we've got Jeremy, and our roster, we're, like I said, we're still working on it being completed. So he's going to be a piece of this group. And, you know, I have to believe that it's going to work, you know, and even if it doesn't, I'm not going to be screaming at the TV because it's not Tolliver or Mario Hezonja running around. I couldn't stand, exactly. you know, the what they brought to the floor, right? Anger, pure anger. But... No, I'm excited. This is going to work, and I truly believe that.
You're 100% spot on, and I think it's safe to say he's without a doubt the best power forward we've had since LaMarcus Aldridge. His defense is already made our team already better. Just his defense alone. So if we get nothing else from him besides defense, we're already a better team defensively. Last question for you. The draft tomorrow, obviously. Sorry to pause myself right here in the middle. Tomorrow we are doing that watch party. So if you guys, anybody in here and also anybody listening right now, if you want to come join a voice chat and talk with everybody while we're watching the draft on ESPN, I'll have it streaming so anyone can watch it and we'll all just be in here talking like this. So, but anyways, draft, do you think we should use the pick? Should we trade the pick? What's your feelings on it?
We have to trade it. That's just my opinion. You know, I put up a poll in one of the Facebook groups and, you know, I had several different options. And it's interesting because one of the options was to trade the 7 for Jeremy Grant. 0 people out of 114 voted for that. 0. Okay. 0. That's a lot of people.
Yeah.
All right. So that's why I'm glad that, you know, we didn't do that. Now, looking at the draft, I understand we're looking at some guys that worked out for us and so forth, but I personally believe we have to move it because I think we have about a 3-year window with Dame, give or take, and we need the pieces around him. We need the proven players around him and not gamble on a rookie who, again, we could miss out on someone great, but we could also draft a bust. You just never know with the draft. So personally, I say trade the pick, and I think 1, if not 2 more moves are coming. I really don't think we're close to being done, so... Definitely excited to see what happens.
Do you have a preference between OG and John Collins, since those are the 2 rumored players that are hot on?
Yeah, I mean, I, you know, immediately I'm just going for OG. Just from what I'm hearing, I didn't watch the Raptors a whole lot. I honestly didn't watch the Hawks too much either. But I would be happy with either or at the end of the day. I'm not going to be disappointed. It's got to be one of them. And who knows? We might get a dark horse guy out of nowhere. It happens every year in the offseason, right? You just never know. So, you know, if I had to pick and rank them, OG first, Colin second, and we'll see if a dark horse emerges.
Perfect. Well, James, I think this is your first time appearing on a podcast with us. So I appreciate you joining. If I don't hear from you again, I hope to hear from you in the future. But we're going to move to Otis here. Otis, this is not your first time. You've been here before. Otis, first off, what was your reaction? Where were you? How'd you react to it when it happened?
Yeah, my reaction at first was just pure anger because I came into my office. I was out helping some people with some stuff kind of on our production floor. And I kind of go in and out of our office, and I came into my office and my coworker said, "Oh, you guys just traded Jeremy Grant for a first round pick." I said, "Oh my God, F this. Oh my God, 7? Are you kidding me? Are you serious?" And then finally he said, no, it's actually the Milwaukee pick. And then my whole thing immediately flipped, and I was like, oh my God, why would they do that? That's like, we got Jeremy Grant for the Milwaukee first round pick. I was just like so stunned. I couldn't believe it. And then I was immediately like elated. I was like, this is, it's tough to see it as not a total win for us. It's just mm-hmm. so crazy that we got it for that Milwaukee pick. It's really unbelievable. When, honestly, they could have done it for the seventh pick. And, you know, I would have been kind of upset, but at the same time, I would have understood the rationale behind it.
I mean, I think it's fair to think that. I think a lot of people were like, when they first saw Jeremy Grant's been traded to the Blazers, I think a lot of people first reaction was we traded seven for him. So seeing 2025 Milwaukee pick, I was just as happy as you were. Like you said, I do get them considering trading seven. I just kind of feel like it was an overpick, especially for what Christian Wood went for. And, you know, don't get me wrong. Like you said, I wouldn't be angry that we made the trade because we at least did something, but I'm so happy that we did not do that. How do you think Jeremy Grant's going to fit with us? Or what role do you see him filling for us?
Yeah, it's interesting. He was a lot more of a role player on Denver, and then in Detroit, it kind of swung the opposite way. He was manufacturing a lot of his own offense before Cade got there on a team that just was not as good. So I think he helps us quite a bit on offense, particularly just shooting the three and then also kind of having some handles and just being able to get to the rim on closeouts. I think that's going to work great. If we end up keeping Nurk and just, you could have shooters all around a Damon Nurk pick and roll, which is what you've always wanted. And then on defense, obviously he has that length. I know there's kind of some discussion about he's not the greatest rebounder, but it always helps to have that defensive length on there.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's going to work out great as long as, you know, he's going to be chucking a lot of threes, but he's also going to be, blowing by a lot of closeouts and getting into that mid range. And I think it's going to be, you know, silky smooth, honestly. I see it working really well offensively.
Well, two things I want to point out. You brought up the rebounding issue. I will gladly trade it. Bad rebounding for good defense. Like, I got no problem with that. We can rebound without Jeremy Grant there. So that's not an issue for me. So I'm glad you brought it up. He is notorious for not being the best rebounder. As long as you can play good defense, I'll trade that any day. And then, like you just said, the kicking out to him and then him pump faking and driving, I'm so looking forward to seeing some baseline dunks from him. And I'm so excited to see him. Let me ask you one more question, Otis, real quick. The draft coming up tomorrow, trade the pick, use the pick. What's your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I'm going, I can totally see the rationale for trading the pick, trying to maximize Dame's window. I'm going the other way. This is like found gold at this point. It seems to be like a 6 or 7 person draft in most people's opinion. So I'm going the other way. I not only do I want us to draft somebody, get me on the Shaden Sharp train. I want the young Canadian Kobe. Get me him and his, you know, and in year two or three, if he's really kind of blossoming, maybe we trade him for an actual superstar. And I know, you know, we do have to maximize Dame's window, but I think this is kind of the draft, especially when you seem to have a 1 through 5 with Dame, Josh Hart, Nasir Little, Jeremy Grant, Nurk. You can just swing for the fences here. So give me Shaden Sharp. Give me the highest upside in the draft, because hopefully we won't be back here for a while.
You know what? I'm going to just say this. You can take the risk on Shaden Sharp. I do not want to be the one to say I'm okay with it, because I'm worried about it. So I'm just afraid. I haven't seen anything besides high school, and I know at one point, 20 years ago, high school players came into the NBA. It just worries me. He could very well be a super good player, but I'm afraid, and I would hate to use that pick on it.
I'm sorry to interrupt. With Shaden Sharp, do you believe that we would run him at the 3, or do we bench Simons for him? Or is he, I mean, at 6'6", we can run him at the 3, or what do you think?
I think he could go 2 or 3, because Josh Hart is kind of interchangeable to me a little bit as well. I know we ran Norm at the 3. That wasn't so successful, but Josh mm-hmm. Hart is a little bit bigger.
Yes.
To where we could kind of be interchanged. And Shaden Sharp, same thing. I mean, he could theoretically be at the 3 as well. So
yeah. Do you, what preference do you see in Sharp over Ben Mathurin? Because Mathurin's definitely lengthier and definitely more established. What do you see in Sharp that you like more than Mathurin?
That's a good question. I think just Sharp's, he can pull up from anywhere. He's been pulling up from anywhere at a historic rate, and he's a pretty good athlete, and he seems to have a pretty good desire to want to be the best as well. So, Ben Mathurin, I wouldn't be mad at him at all if we took him too. But I just think Shaedon Sharpe, I think he was listed at 6'7", and that's just type of a, he's kind of just a mystery box who, to me, the pressure's off now. Let's just swing for the fences.
And that's fair. That's a fair. The you make a move, you kind of have a little less pressure. You could swing for the fences, and I mean that's, you really are swinging for the fences if you're going that route, and it very well could work out. I want to ask you guys both one more question before we wrap this up, because I did want to kind of keep it short. It just popped in my head, so if this is crazy, just tell me it's crazy. But let's say we decide to trade back our pick. And let's just say the popular trade back was to OKC for Dort and 12. Okay. If we did that and then did some kind of sign and trade to Toronto for Simons and for OG, so we had Dort, OG, and Grant, still having the 12th pick to do what we wanted to do with it. And maybe we have to include it with, I don't know. Just what's your thought process? Because in my opinion, I think we got to move Ant. I've said that the last couple episodes. I think as much as I like Ant, and I think he has a lot of good potential, I think to maximize Dame's window, we have to move Ant. And I think having Josh Hart at the 2 is much better than him at the 3, even though I do think he could play the 3. It's just a much better fit at the 2. So what's your thought? Let's start off with Reed. What's your thought on trading Simons?
I'm so torn on that. What I think that Simons is that much better than Hart, but it's so tough. I think either of them are true twos, and I don't like seeing either of them at 3. If we can somehow trade one of them, preferably Hart instead of Simons, for the 12th pick and Lou Dort, I think we already won the draft. And if for some reason we can get OG out of the 12th pick, then I mean, give Cronin a lifetime deal. I think Lou Dort's exactly what we need, but he's just undersized. But if we can have he's definitely coming off the bench. If we can get a guard that can defend like a Walmart Marcus Smart, I mean, I think we would win the draft if we got Lou Dort and OG out of the 7th pick.
See, and that's why I brought this up, because if we were to trade Simons, Josh Hart could be the starting 2. If we were to get OG, he'd be the 3. We have Lou Dort coming off the bench to be the 2 because he is 6'3". So to me, this is going to sound crazy. As much as I like Simons, I think I would rather have Josh Hart. He fits our team needs better. He fits better with Dame, I think. Not much, because I think Simons does fit okay with Dame. But I just think, for one, I don't want to be like, all, you know, I just want the best for every player. I would like to see Simons go to a team where he could be used much better, pretty much how he was used last year, where he was primary ball handler and everything like that.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I would not be mad if we kept him. I just think our best move would be to move him. Otis, what about you? How do you feel about trading Simons?
I think you're right in that we do have to kind of extract the value. My biggest issue was I don't know if that value is there yet. I think he really flashed a lot of potential on those kind of trash Blazer teams, just shooting and gunning. And he won games, you know, almost by himself, really. I think offensively he's a lot maybe better than the Josh Hart, but Josh Hart does fit our system better. So it's kind of a chicken and the egg thing. As far as the draft, I mean, honestly, anything the Blazers do, I mean, as far as I'm concerned, they already won the draft. You know, that unless I would say maybe Jalen Duren at 7 would not be my favorite pick, but gosh, they could do so much. They could take Dort, they could take John Collins, they can get OG. Any of those options, I think, totally work for me. I'm not the biggest Dort guy, and I think at 12, At 12, I think they would want Silchan, and I don't know if he's going to be there at 12 at this point. So
that's fair.
I don't. Yeah, there's so much up in the air, but really, honestly, I'm just still kind of riding the high of this. It could really be any of those combinations, and I'd be totally fine with it.
Totally agree with you. Is there anything else you two want to talk about? You're the last two that remained in here, so is there anything you want to talk about before we wrap it up?
Yeah, my big thing is I'm just with the seventh pick. I don't know if it's too early for Duren. Do I like him that much? In a perfect world, do we trade back in a three-way with the Thunder and the Spurs and somehow get the Spurs ninth and get Duren there? I don't know. I'm not sure what you two think of Nurk. Love him as a guy, but I think it's kind of the same thing we did with CJ, where we like his personality more than his actual skill. I've never seen an NBA center want to lay the ball up more than dunk it, other than Nurk.
Yes.
And I want a big NBA center presence. I think Duren has that. I think he can attack. I think he can be a defensive anchor. I don't think Nurk has either of those traits.
That's a fair point. For me personally, it's a little bit different than the CJ situation, only because we're not paying him as much as we were paying CJ. I like Nurk. I think he's a good center. I think he's, you know, in the conversation for top. I'd have to think for a second. I don't want to say top five without thinking about it, but just off the top of my head, I'm just going to say like top five. But obviously, I think he is a good center. I 100% agree with you. I get so frustrated with all the layups that he does and like finessing instead of just power dunking it. And I don't know if that's something mentally that from his leg break, if that's what it is. He has a tough time finishing around the rim sometimes, and it's super frustrating. But I do think the chemistry he has with Dame, I think the pick and roll with Dame, his playmaking ability is good. So I have no problem with keeping Nurk. And honestly, I agree with you. I think Duren's going to be a pretty good center. And watching his workout, I talked about in the last podcast, he was dunking every single play he had the ball, he was dunking. And it's like, he's great defensively. It's just high energy guy. So 7 might be a little early, but I wouldn't hate it. I'll just put it that way. Otis, yep. Go for it. Take it away.
Yeah, I think, you know, it's I was kind of poo-pooing Duren a second ago. If he comes out dunking and if he can get that chemistry with Dame quickly to where they have a pick and roll and he's kind of like a Tyson Chandler kind of center and he's just destroying everything around the rim, I mean, I'll love that too. My dream would probably be either Shade and Sharp or maybe a trade back to get Sochan just because he has all that grit and defense that I think he could be the perfect off-ball guy and Nurk the perfect on-ball guy. And Reed, I totally agree with you with Nurk offensively. I think the big discussion, I think, in the front office was DeAndre Ayton. And I think the Jeremy Grant move might rule out DeAndre Ayton for Nurk straight up now. I don't know financially what the possibilities there are, but I think Nurk, there's you're definitely right to question him at Duren. I wouldn't be super upset, I guess I would say, either, because he does have that athleticism. He has some passing ability, and defensively he's good. So even with Duren, like, I wouldn't be super, super upset. I want one of these wing guys because they're so valuable in today's NBA, and especially Sharp or Mathurin, either of those guys could really pop and kind of have an all-star ceiling. But, you know, like I said, it's just found money at this point because we have a full roster, basically. So we have an extra pick to do whatever we want with, it feels like.
Well, Otis, Reed, I appreciate you guys staying in here talking. I appreciate you guys joining, as well as everyone else that was in here. Thank you guys all for joining. Reminder once again, tomorrow we will be doing the watch party, so come in, watch the draft with us if you can. Have a good time. Other than that, super, super excited about today. Super, you know, unexpected trade. I was not expecting it, but I'm glad it happened. Other than that, I hope everybody has a good night. Otis, Reed, I hope you guys have a good night. And as always, Rip City, baby.
Thanks for having me, Rip City. I'm excited for the draft.
Thanks for having me, Rip City.